Americans. He said the situation constantly drains their pockets as they frequent mechanical shops at least twice in the week.
This road was very, very entitled to us for a long time. Always when we repair the cars, at least 1 month, you have to go to a mechanic again. And even when it's raining, we find it difficult. Because of that, passengers are not coming to us to the route. Always when they come, they go and pass Akusi to Astra before they go to Osudoku. Instead of passing Astra Junction to Osudoku Street, because of the road, the passengers normally use the other route. And the distance too is far. So in fact, we are pleading if the government will come to our aid to come help us. Because this road here is more than 30 years now. The distance too is just almost like 3 miles distance, if only they can help us. Because of how the road is, passengers are not coming from Asajosi to Osudoku. So when we come, you go empty. So we charge more higher than more than we have to charge. Because of the price too, it lets passengers didn't pass here. So always we are suffering.
The chief of Luom, Nene Tetekwau, said the situation during the rainy season is worst, rendering farmers incapable of transporting their produce to the market centers. He said pregnant women are also not spared the discomfort of traveling on these roads, adding that armed robbers have taken advantage of the situation and used the area as transit since they cannot be traced.
There is no single car road in the whole of the Osudoku traditional area. In fact, if you look at this nature, we can say that is the motorway for Osudoku. When it rains, people find it very difficult to even move from Agoto to Osuwe. So they have to pass through the Afrau Tema Highway through to Tema Runabout through Afienya before they come to Osuwe. Instead of just some few kilometer road from Agoto to Osuwe, women that are in labor, before they get to Dodowa, then the situation gets out of hand. Even their ways, like their food crops and other things, they are not able to transport them to their nearest community. So the road network is very bad and it's a challenge. It is affecting economic activity and it's affecting the livelihood. Due to the bad nature of the road, suspecting criminals use this place as their transit point. And sometimes it's difficult. And you know, robbers, they use sophisticated gadgets and then heavy cars. So once we raise the alarm and we begin to chase them, sometimes they hide. And you know, once the road is no good, they know their way.
Chief of Luom, Nene Tetekwau.